Nrisimha Chaturdasi, the appearance day of Lord Nrisimhadev. Does this have both?
Yes.
Okay. As soon as the sound works on this, It worked before. What happened? This is going to be probably something you've never seen before, something like this maybe you've seen before, but a pictorial tour of the world of Lord Nrisimhadev making his appearance in various forms. Little personal background. When I was a very new devotee, still a new devotee, but little practice that devotional service. The first temple I was living in or joined was the Boston Temple. And at the time, there wasn't the BBT, it was ISKCON Press. And ISKCON Press was based in Boston. And all, the whole book production that was very ecstatic was in Boston. The editors, the transcribers, the Sanskritists, the artists, everybody was there in a little small building in Alston Street in Boston. And up on the third floor, a place where most devotees weren't supposed to go, was like off limits. I used to regularly go because that's where the artists did their artwork. And if Srinandanandana will know something about these people just by saying their names, but the leading artists, beside artists that were painting Panchatattva paintings for altars, there were the artists that were painting for Prabhupada's books. Bharadraj, Jadarani, and Muralidhar were the principal artists, and they had an assembly line. They sat together, heard what Prabhupada had written, and came up with an idea of what paintings there should be. Then Bharadraj was the creator. He did the line drawings. Janarani filled it in. And Muralidhar did all the really fine work, all the jewels and all the detailed work. And within, they were amazing. Within a week to 2 weeks' time, a painting that was begun in the planning stage was completed. They were powerful. And so we were supposed to leave them alone so they could get their work done. But I knew the back entrance, and every day after coming back from Sankirtan, I would sit and just, you know, silent, just watch them paint. And of course, they would speak something as they were painting, and they would describe the stories that were being painted, stories from the second canto and then Krishna book. And as a new devotee, I was transported to the spiritual world just by, Prabhupada called the pictures windows to the spiritual world, just like we're inside a building. We can't see what's outside the building because there's walls. But where there's windows, you can see what's outside the building. You can see what's on the other side. So we're in this material atmosphere, and then there's a window. And you can see what's in the spiritual world from those wonderful paintings of Krishna's pastimes. So from that seed of a beginning in Krishna consciousness, I've always had a liking for images that tell 1,000 words. Picture speaks 1,000 words. So I'm going to show you a number of pictures that say I don't have to speak so much. Many thousands of words. And they're all in relation to Lord Nrisimhadev, who makes his appearance not in the daytime nor at nighttime, but just as the sun is setting at dusk. His appearance is so important that Srila Prabhupada established this is one of the full day fasts for all of the members of ISKCON. For all the Vishnu avatar forms of the Lord, we observe a half day fast minimum. And 4 days, we observe a full day fast. And Nrisimha Chaturdasi is one of them. Gaura Purnima, Lord Chaitanya appeared in the evening. Krishna Janmastami, Krishna appeared at midnight. And the other? Not near Jalakadasi. Appearance days of the Lord. Ramnomi. And the other day, you can fast as much as you like, any day of the year. You can fast on Nirjala Ekadasi. You can fast on any Ekadasi, but these days we fast, except for children or people who have some medical need. We observe fast for the whole day in honor of the appearance day of the Lord and increase our hearing and chanting and singing with thousands of words. Personality of Godhead. So one of the things we're going to do at the very beginning, just after this slide, is some stotras that are chanted by Sri Vaishnavas, and we have some sheets that you can chant along if you're capable. You can pass them out now. And if you don't have a sheet, or if you're not so good at chanting Sanskrit that you've never seen before like me, you can just view the pictures, because I'll advance the pictures along as we go along. So one is Lakshmi Nrisimha Prapati. Prapati is a term for surrender. And Nrisimha Ashtakam, 8 verses glorifying Lord Nrisimhadev. Even if you don't know the meaning, just listen, and it's hopefully the sound will work, and it's very nice.
Thank you.
Some of you are chanting, and some of you are just watching. Some of you are trying to do both. So I'm going to go back to the beginning and just narrate the story very briefly that you all know, but it's nice to hear it again and again and again and hundreds of times again and again. It's like the Mahamantra. It doesn't become stale. Indradyumna Maharaj likes telling the story the first time his mother came to visit him at the Hare Krishna temple. This is what she saw on the wall. And she asked, "Who is this?" And he said, "Oh, that's our God." And she said, "Oh." Then he has some explaining to do. But it's a form of the Lord that even the goddess of fortune, the Bhagavatam says, had never seen before. Half man, half lion, roaring so loud elephants would run in fear of his terrible anger as he bifurcated the impenetrable body of Hiranyakashipu to protect Prahlad Maharaj. So inseparable from the appearance of Lord Nrisimhadeva on this day is the glories of Prahlad, the pure, saintly, mild, gentle, fully faithful devotee of the personality of Godhead. He was so absorbed in glorifying the personality of Godhead that any opportunity that he had, he took that chance of speaking to his classmates when the teachers left the room. The kids all wanted to play. You know how it is. "We want to play." And Prahlad said, no. "Let's engage in devotional service. Let's have kirtan." "No, we want to play." So he spoke to them transcendental knowledge about the futility of material activity and the value of devotional service. And they were very enlivened by that message that they heard, and they were all engaged in kirtan till the teachers walked back in the room. And they were horrified. And they went and informed Hiranyakashipu. And Hiranyakashipu decided his son, he tried several times to correct his polluted son's intelligence that was worshipping Vishnu, but he finally decided it was best to kill him. So he tried in many different ways, tormenting the son with poisonous serpents. Had tried to have him trampled by wild elephants, had him thrown off a cliff to be dashed upon the jagged rocks below. Remember this painting, because you're going to see it again, and we'll come back to this one later on. when nothing worked to kill him, Lord Srinadev, Hiranyakashipu, it just made him more angry. So he said to Prahlad, "Where are you getting your power? I'm the mightiest, most powerful person in the whole universe. When the demigods just see me raise my eyebrow, they tremble in fear, and you're not afraid at all. Where is this strength that you're getting? Where has it come from?" And his answer was, "From the same place you're getting your strength, my dear demoniac father. From the personality of Godhead. You should just give up this friends and enemy mentality and just surrender to the personality of God, and then you'll be happy." Lord Vishnu is supreme. "Where is this Lord Vishnu? I'll kill him. He's everywhere." "He's everywhere. Is he in this pillar?" "There he is. He's in the pillar." So he took his sword and smashed the pillar with his sword. And the loudest sound, I couldn't even attempt to imitate it in the microphone. Loud roar! So loud that the whole universe was shaking at the loud roar of Lord Nrisingadev. Hiranyakashipu was stunned. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes, he thought, "This is some mystic. I also have mystic powers. I match my mystic powers against his." So he broke out of the pillar, many deity forms showing the stage of the Leela, where the personality of Godhead is coming out of the pillar. And then he manifested. There are different versions. One says 8 arms, another 16 arms. And with those 16 arms, each with different weapons, a huge battle took place between the two, and Hiranyakashipu could fly in the air, so he charged Lord Nrisingadev. And Lord Nrisingadev smashed him, put him across his lap on the veranda, where he was neither inside nor outside. When it was neither day or night, when it was not being killed by any man-made weapon or any animal, it was Lord Nrisingadev, half man, half lion, to uphold the promise of Lord Brahma that he couldn't be killed by this and that and the other thing. He upheld the word of Lord Brahma and he protected Prahlad. You see Prahlad pictured down here, very peaceful. Hiranyakashipu wasn't very peaceful. And this is such an important part of the Leela. Protecting Prahlad includes killing Hiranyakashipu. Pritranaya sadhanam vinashaya cha duskritam. This is the vinash part. Different styles of artwork. This is a Neela Nrisingha, bluish in color. Very special art. I don't know what that is that he has in his hand. Because there's the Sudarshan Chakra. That's something. Something very extraordinary. Huh? This one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This bottommost arm, he holds something in the bottommost arm, and that principle is what?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it's a sparkler. It's something very unusual. Very traditional art. Looks like he's in a prison uniform. He's doing a yoga asana here with his legs split in that direction. On either side, Prahlad and Lakshmi, goddess of fortune. He looks like a little rabbit, holding with one of his hands, holding the hair. And after Hiranyakashipu was killed, his thousands and thousands and thousands of warriors came rushing at Lord Nrisimhadeva, and he manifested more arms and roared even louder. Look at these guys falling from the sky. There's another one. Just annihilated the entire forces of Hiranyakashipu. And when that business was all over, bodies were strewn in all directions. The demigods who had been tormented by Hiranyakashipu, they came forward as a whole chapter of very, very beautiful prayers that they offered. But Lord Nrisimhadeva, seated on Hiranyakashipu's throne, was still very, very angry. And so the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, even the goddess of fortune was afraid. They encouraged Prahlad, he appeared for you, so you go. Maybe you can calm him down. So Prahlad approached Lord Nrisimhadeva, who was very happy to have Prahlad standing before him. He reached out and touched his head with his hand, and Prahlad felt ecstatic devotion, bursting bhava, erupting from his body. And the various demigods, there's Narada Muni, came forward to hear this nice discussion between Prahlad and Lord Nrisimhadeva. This painting made it a close-up because the detail is so nice. Offering him a garland, seated on his lap, and the goddess of fortune standing by his side, now in a much more calm pose, where Lakshmi, Narasimha, are seated together, and then with the various demigods by their side. Our painting of this is with Krishna in the middle, but there are some Nrisimha Bhaktas, they want him in the middle. And the other avatars, where's our vocal children? They're missing. Okay. Who is this? Vamana. There's Nrisimhadeva. Who is this? Varaha. There's the earth on his tusks. Who is this one? There's Kurma. There's a tortoise over here. There's a fish incarnation. Matsya. Kalki avatar, Krishna, Balaram, Ramachandra, Parashuram. So the Das avatars are pictured here. And for many people, they're devotees of Lord Nrisimhadeva. He's very, very popular, particular in South India. We're going to visit some of the temples where Lord Nrisimhadeva is worshipped. And the first of them is Ahovalam. These pictures are, some of the pictures are taken from a Back to Godhead article where one devotee named Dhruva, who grew up in Krishna consciousness, like many of our children are growing up in Krishna consciousness, and his whole childhood he was fascinated by Lord Nrisimhadeva. He was a Nrisimha Bhakta. So when he was old enough, he worked different odd jobs and saved up his money so he could go to India and go visit Nrisimha temples in India. And one of the first places he went, he wanted to go to, was Ahovalam, where there's many, nine principal Nrisimha temples and many, many, many others. So the first place he went was to Puri, where he went to a deity carver. I spent some time discussing all of this with Dhruva because he Eventually he gave me some more pictures there towards the end. So he had this deity carved in Puri that he, as far as I know, he still has and worships. And then when he went to Ahovalam, he was received by one of the Brahmins in a very remote place. It's not congested and commercialized like many of the holy places. It's very, very simple and rustic. And this was his guide to those various places. This is a photograph of the place where Prahlad Maharaj meditated upon the personality of Godhead. Some say it's where he spoke before the students, and this whole area in front of him, as they would, hundreds of them would sit as they would hear him speak about the personality of Godhead and transcendental knowledge. And since that time, many sages and devotees of Lord Nrisimhadev would reside here and engage their lifelong in Nrisimha Bhakti. And here's one guide pointing to the upper peak, where it is said there's one of the temples is way up there, and to get up there is pretty dangerous, so you better be very, very careful and have a good guide. You can't go this way, you have to go behind, and then, but even still, up and up and up, it's very difficult. But Dhruva went there, and this pole is said to mark the spot where Nrisimhadev came out of a pillar. Now there's a conversation where Achyutananda and some early disciples of Srila Prabhupada traveled to various places in South India, and they were told the same thing. This is where Lord Nrisimhadev appeared. So they asked Srila Prabhupada, is this where Lord Nrisimhadev appeared? Because Nrisimhadev, Hiranyakashipu was occupying the palace of Indra. He had conquered all the demigods and drove Indra away and was living in the palace of Indra. So they asked Prabhupada, isn't that where he appeared? In another realm? And Prabhupada said that the worship of Lord Nrisimhadev has been going on so long in this place that they're factually non-different. It's as good as the place where Lord Nrisimhadev appeared and his wonderful pastimes. When Dhruva, just to give you some idea of how remote this place is, normally it takes at least, well, commonly it takes a few days, at least 2 days to visit all the temples. He wanted to do it all in one day. So when they finished in one day visiting all the major temples, it was nightfall. So the guide said, let's stay inside here. It's just big enough for two people, but lock the door. So they were resting, and after they were laying down to rest, Dhruva said he heard a sound. And he asked the guide, what's that sound? He said, never mind. Just take rest. Then in the morning he told them it was a bear. The bear smelled something and wanted inside, so just keep the door locked, because there's metal gates and he couldn't get in. It's wild. It's wilderness. But it's filled with unspoiled beauty of devotion to the personality of Godhead. This is a structure, not one of the major temples by any means, but just a cave. And to sit and perform their devotional practices, a little veranda was created, as you see. And here's the inside where, who knows for how many lifetimes and centuries and worship of the personality of Godhead. Here, this is Nrisimhadev, and this looks like a Varaha deity. So, and that's Dhruva examining the cave. And we're going to visit, or at least show the pictures of the major deities in Ahovalam. Here's some of them, images of them. The first is the main temple that everyone that goes to Ahovalam will visit, the Lakshmi Nrisimha temple, and the first of the nine major deities. very, very beautiful architecture. We'll see some of it at the end. And the next is Bhargava Nrisimha. This deity of Bhargava Nrisimha was named after Parashuram, who, it is said, after killing the Kshatriyas 21 times, he came to this area, very near to this area, and he gazed in meditations and tapasya. So this deity is named in honor of him, Bhargava Nrisimha. And Chhatra Vadha Nrisimha, as you see, he's situated in a yoga posture. And this deity is perhaps the most best preserved of all the deities that are there in Ahovalam. And the fourth is Yogananda Nrisimha. And this Yogananda, you can see there's a line going from one knee to the other knee. There's some kind of a strap or a facility for yogis to sit in this difficult posture and not strain their body. So as where did yogis get it? They got it from Lord Nrisimhadeva, Yogeshwara. No, Yogananda Nrisimha. And those that are worshippers here in Ahovalam, they say amongst the Nrisimha deities, the deity is most merciful. And how do they know? They know from their devotion. He's the same Lord, Nrisimhadeva, but some forms of Nrisimhadeva, they describe, offer a special mercy. So if you go to Ahovalam, make sure you visit this temple. Karanja Nrisimha, you can see he's got his bow and other weapons, Anantashesh over his head. Karanja Nrisimha is named after a particular variety of tree that seems to be indigenous to Ahovalam, and it's a Karanja tree, so he was named after the Karanja tree. Karanja Nrisimha. Ugra Nrisimha. Terrible Nrisimha. This is where he's manifesting extra arms, and he's in the process of doing you know what with Hiranyakashipu, letting him have it. I'd like to tell a little story from Pankajangri Prabhu. Pankajangri is the head pujari in Mayapur. Jananivas. Jananivas and Pankajangri have been there for something 40 years or something like that. They're very steady pujaris. You can't find pujaris like that very easily. At one time, the some dacoits came on our property at night trying to steal the Radha Madhava deities, the small Radha Madhava deities, because Radharani was golden, and the dacoits had seen the deity on the altar. They thought the deity maybe is gold. So in the middle of the night, they came to steal the deity. But there was a night guard, and the night guard heard them in the temple, and he made loud noise and fired a gunshot, and they ran. And some of you may know Bhakti Raghava Swami, who has part of one leg missing because he got shot with a shotgun by the dacoits as they were leaving. They shot his leg, and he had to have it amputated, trying to save deities. Hero. And after that episode, the devotees decided they would do as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did when there was a similar situation during his time at his ashram, the Chaitanya Gaudiya Math. He had installed the Nrisimha deity. So the devotees decided they would go to South India and commission a murti carver to make a deity of Lord Nrisimhadeva, and then bring that deity when he was completed back to Mayapur and worship Lord Nrisimhadeva for protection of the Dham. So as the story goes from Jananivas, on the way, Bhavananda was in the train, and that night he had a dream. And he had a dream of a particular form of Nrisingadev. So when they got to the carver, he described that form of Nrisingadev that was in his dream. And the carver informed, oh, that's Ugra Nrisingha. That's when Lord Nrisingadev is killing. He's in the act of just about to pounce on Hiranyakashipu, because Hiranyakashipu isn't in his lap and the deity in Mayapur, but his teeth and his arms and claws, and he's ready to, like a cat pouncing on a mouse, you know that one. So they made their down payment. The carver agreed the deity would be completed in a certain amount of time, and they went back to Mayapur. Meanwhile, somebody who was very envious of ISKCON found out that this carver in South India was going to make a deity for the devotee. So he came to the carver, and well, you know how it goes. He made a bribe. He asked, I'll pay you double. I'll pay you the full amount at once, and I'll pay you the other part as soon as it's done. He said, no, I'm doing this in service to the Supreme Lord. I can't do this. I can't accept your bribe. The man was very disappointed. But then when the man described to others what the form of the deity that was being carved, he was told that this particular form, Ugra Nrisingha, like you see here, anybody who worships him and makes some offense, they're destroyed. So we went back to the carver and said, hurry up, finish. ISKCON should be destroyed. The man said, I'll finish as quickly as I can. So when the devotees came to pick up the deity, they heard that the deity was ready, the carver told them about this bribe, this man that's envious of ISKCON. And the part that I told him was, anyone who worships this deity and they make an offense, they're destroyed. The part that I didn't tell him is that when you worship this deity along with another deity that's considered the main deity, then the deity takes on the same mood as the main deity. I didn't tell him that part, because he was envious. So Ugra Nrisingha, although he's in this terrible mood, in Mayapur he's very nice, like Radha Madhava, very nice. But those of you that are householders, I see there's a few householders here, it's not recommended that you worship Ugra Nrisingha. You can worship Prahlad Nrisingha or Lakshmi Nrisingha, but this Ugra Nrisingha deity form is specifically for brahmacharis and sannyasis. So if you want to worship him, you can take sannyas and then you can worship him. And this is the temple that's way at the top of the hill where Jvala Nrisingha is worshipped. This is the deity that's worshipped in the place where it is said that Lord Nrisingadev appeared, Jvala Nrisingha. And Moha Lola Nrisingha is where the goddess of fortune, she became bewildered when she saw this form of Lord Nrisingadev, and she underwent austerities. The goddess of fortune underwent austerities to have Lord Nrisingadev accept her. And Bhavan Nrisingha is the final, smaller deity. There's also a self-manifesting Lord Nrisingadev. Just like in Vrindavan, Radharaman is a self-manifesting deity of Krishna. In Ahovalam, there's a self-manifesting Nrisingha. Because Nrisingha Bhakti is so strong, he manifested from a Shalagram Shila. I'm going to go a little bit quickly now. This is some sculpture that's on the outside of the Lakshmi Nrisimha temple that's at the bottom of the hill. There you see again there's this form of Lord Nrisimha with a yoga posture and a belt here, and there's the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. And this is the main temple, beautifully carved deity. This is the installation day of the Prahlad Nrisimha deity in the Bavarian forest in Germany. I'm going to give you a tour of Lord Nrisimha Dev around the world. This is the Abhishek when he was installed, just as you earlier did Abhishek of Lord Nrisimha Dev. This is a very unique photograph, very close-up image, because with nice photographer's lighting that you don't get to see, because otherwise it's done, the worship is done in this traditional way, just with ghee lamps in traditional South Indian style. There's the worship of the, I forget what they're called, yantras on the side here, and the backdrop behind the deities. Here's another close-up, dressed in a different dress. Another dress of Prahlad Nrisimha. They have a huge Nrisimha Chaturdasi festival every year at the farm. When they brought the deity to the farm, they had to bring it on the back of one of those huge trucks. And they thought the devotees could lift the deity up, but they couldn't. They had to bring in a crane to lift the deity and place the deity on the altar. The deity's not going anywhere. No one's going to steal that deity. And worship very nicely. And of course, in Mayapur, when you see the deity of Lord Nrisimha Dev, he looks very angry, but when this is Chandan Yatra, and you can see he's got a big smile. Looks very happy. Where is this? Nrisimha Pali in Sridham Mayapur, one of the main temples where Lord Chaitanya regularly went. And it's a fantastic place for kirtan. And I'm going to show a couple close-ups, because as you see, the deity is very, very, very old. Close-up, there's the face of the deity. Down here are his arms and his hands. And you know what's at the end of his hands? That's the body of Hiranyakashipu draped over his lap. And Nrisimha Pali. And just near Nrisimha Pali is a lake where it is said that Lord Nrisimha Dev came to wash his hands. He came to this place after the local, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes in his Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, as it was described by Lord Nityananda to Jiva Goswami, Lord Nrisimha Dev came here and stayed for some time. This is a pilgrimage place where many pilgrims come and also take bath or just sprinkle some drops of water on their head for the purification of where Lord Nrisimha Dev washed. Who's from Andhra and knows this deity? Simachalam. Simachalam. Where's the deity? It looks just like a big mound of chandan, because that's what it is. And then inside, this is an artist's depiction, and inside is the deity form. And this deity form has a story behind the deity form. This form of Lord Vishnu that caught Prahlad when Prahlad was being pushed off a cliff by Hiranyakashipu's henchmen, this form of Vishnu was a form of Varaha, because Simachalam is very near to the ocean. It is said by the pujaris who live there, the ocean came just up to the edge of where the Simachalam is at that time. And Lord Varaha, who rescued the earth from the bottom of the Garbhadak ocean, is the form of the Lord that appeared to catch Prahlad. So the deity is a form of Varaha Nrisimha. Later, Lord Varaha Nrisimha went on top of the mountain and manifested a deity form of himself. Sometime later, King Parurava from the heavenly realm and Urvashi, very special Mataji, heavenly society girl, they came to this place because of its natural beauty. Parurava had a dream. In his dream, the deity appeared and requested Parurava to worship him. Parurava made a temple, very, very nice temple. And after some time, and then another dream where the deity said, "My anger is still very strong and therefore my body is very hot, so could you please cover my body with sandalwood, chandan?" And so to this day, following what the deity told Parurava, which he did, and then all the pujaris to this day follow, because there are texts that describe, they place a total of, if my memory serves me right, how many kgs? He's gone. 64 kgs. One time and one time and one time and one time, again and again, placing big mountains of, amounts of chandan, covering the deity. And on one day of the year, you can see the deity. Here's the Nijarupam and Nityarupam, covered in chandan. They don't allow photographs, so these are just drawings. So, Varaha Nrisimha. And there's the temple in Simhachalam. Again, in Andhra, near Vijayawada, is a very wonderful deity of Lord Nrisimhadeva. And I heard the story about Panakala Swami, and then I visited there. And it's true what I'm about to say. When you go up, 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 up on a hilltop, the deity is there, the devotees, the pujaris, they have jagri and a few rupees, and they'll give you they'll take a jug of jagri and they pour the jug of jagri into the mouth of the deity. There's the wide open mouth of the deity, and you can hear the deity, lop, 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 lop. And then at a certain point, there's a belch. I don't know how to make that sound. Burp. And that tells the pujari that's it. So that's like around half of the jug of jagri, and they give you the jagri. Now, one devotee that went with me said, "You know, is there a basin underneath?" And they catch all the jagri, and they said, "No, no, he drinks the jagri all day long." All day long, day after day. Big line. He's very thirsty. It's amazing. And so that's Panakala Swami in Mangalagiri. Those of you that tell everybody you're from Hyderabad, wherever you're from in Andhra Pradesh, very near, heading towards Warangal, north of Hyderabad, is Nrisimha Yadagiri Gutta. And there's a very nice story behind this deity that I'm not going to tell because of time. But a very merciful deity up on a hilltop north of Hyderabad. There's another close-up of the deity. And several other Nrisimha deities in the same area. At the very beginning you saw, because they're playing that Om Namo Narayanaya. Near Chennai, Shalingur, Yoga Nrisimha in Shalingur. And this is a painting, because they also don't allow photographs. At least I'm not aware of it. And a very famous deity in South India. Some of you maybe have a Sri Vaishnav background, and you maybe recognize this pujari, one of the jeers in the Sri Sampradaya. I believe he's now deceased, but from the time he was a small boy, he worshipped this deity. And it's a very tall deity. For hours he would worship this deity. And when he became very old, it was difficult for him to do all the decoration and the abhishek and everything, so he stands on a ladder to worship the deity, but very, very dedicated Nrisimha Bhakta and very elevated saintly personality in the Sri Sampradaya. In Vrindavan, there are some temples of Nrisimhadev. This is a picture of one of the deities. And here's a picture of a deity of Nrisimhadev that Nanda Maharaj worshipped. This is Krishna. Over here is Nanda Maharaj and his Nrisimha deity. This is a close-up of Nrisimha deity. He looks very happy, being worshipped by Nanda Maharaj. And often a cave is another Nrisimha deity. There's actually another one right in Govardhan as you're going on the southern end of Govardhan, going down, 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 down the whole eastern side of Govardhan Hill. Up on a hill towards the end, there's a nice Nrisimha deity. If you go on Govardhan Parikrama, and the person who's taking you in Parikrama knows, go up on that hill, it's very nice. You pay the pujari a few rupees, and he will pull the garment back. You can see very clearly, it's nicely carved. There's Hiranyakashipu meeting the nails of Lord Nrisimhadev. Does anyone recognize this deity? Udupi Krishna. But Udupi Krishna is accepting sometimes a form also of Lord Nrisimhadev. And in Udupi, there's a Nrisimha temple. This is the deity of the Nrisimhadev deity in Udupi. In Jaipur, along with the worship of Madan Mohan, over to the left-hand side, Nrisimhadev has the main altar. Radha and Krishna over to the side, and he has his own little special altar. Right in Jaipur. Where's this? New Vrindavan, everybody knows. And where is this? This is in Bangalore. The plan was that as you approach the main, up on the hill, the main deity of Radha and Krishna, there are other deities that you should take the blessings of, and one of them is this deity of Lord Nrisimhadev. And where is this? San Jose. Nice story behind this deity. Vaisheshika Prabhu has always liked Lord Nrisimhadev, and he has excellent brahminical inclination. So somebody in Mexico had this deity and they weren't able to maintain his worship properly, so they invited Vaisheshika to worship, and he said, yes, yes. And he began worshipping Lord Nrisimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj. And this deity sometimes very mercifully shows his lotus feet. And this is the Utsav Murti of Lord Nrisimhadev there in San Jose. This is a deity that you don't recognize. This is the story behind this deity. Ramabhadra has this in his office in New York. But maybe some of you remember there was a cyclone that hit in Orissa some years back. So the Siddha Bakul tree in Puri, one of the branches broke. And Ramabhadra and Indradumna Maharaj had gone there several times together and made friends with the pujaris at the Siddha Bakul temple. So when the branch broke, he made an arrangement that two deities of Lord Nrisimhadev were made. One of them he prepared, gave to Ramabhadra, another to Indradumna Maharaj. And so Ramabhadra, being very enthusiastic, he had the deity gold-leafed and keeps it in his temple, in his room in the Brooklyn temple. And Garuda and Prahlad. This is now some home deity worship of Lakshmi Nrisimha in South Indian style. The deities are carved. Driti and Ramdas, very excellent artists for the BBT. This is the deity that they worship in their home, deity of Nrisimhadev. Nrisimha is also worshipped as Nrisimha Shilas. This is a very opulent. Look at all the paraphernalia in the front, all these different weapons, just in case. Rani Kashipu shows up. The traditional marking in the Shalagram Shila is like this, with an opening and these lines, and that's an indication for those that are expert in Shalagram worship. This is a Shalagram Shinga Shalagram Shila. This is the deity that Sridhar Swami, I mentioned this story this morning, when he found out that he had a liver disease that he would die from, and eventually did. He began worshipping Lord Nrisingadev. This was his deity. And again, some Nrisinga Shilas. Very nice. Now some other just carvings on architecture. Again, you see the Yoga Nrisinga pose. This depicts the Leela in sequence. This is just Lord Nrisingadev beginning to appear from the pillar. The pillar is breaking apart and he's making his appearance. Here he's having battle with Hiranyakashipu. Now he's just starting to put him over his lap. Now he's over his lap. And these forms, they're very, very ancient. Who knows how many thousands of years of worship and how many hundreds of bhaktas have been worshipping them. The story behind this is Sotheby's. Anybody hear of Sotheby's before? It's an auction place in Manhattan for art. So one devotee, I won't mention his name, he developed some interest because he saw this somehow, and it's Sotheby's. Somebody brought it to his attention. He said that you're a Krishna devotee. Maybe you'd be interested in this. It's a 17th century 18 arms, although the arms have broken off, and they put it up for auction. Would anybody want to guess what the piece sold for? $64,500. So if any of these other items went up for auction, they go for more than that. they're wonderful pieces of art. Just, I put that in there. Some of you may receive Madhavananda's Bindu publication. It's an electronic publication he sends out, and tells this whole story in Madhya Pradesh of this 16-armed deity. And down here is Garuda that somehow broke off, and Sri and Bhu and Lakshmi and Prahlad, whole depiction of the Leela of Lord Nrisingadev. And a very beautiful temple, simple but beautiful temple, and the whole story is described by him. So Lord Nrisingadev worship is very, very popular. Ramabhadra gave me this one. You can't tell because it's so well done, but look up in this side and you examine closely. It's a pencil drawing of a deity of Lord Nrisingadev. Here's our Nrisingadev in Mayapur today. Yesterday they performed oil abhishek. It takes about 4 hours. Maybe sometimes you've gotten a little bottle of Nrisinga oil. It's a 4-hour procedure. And they arranged for the bureau to have a ISKCON bureau. It's like their board of directors, to go to Mayapur so they could have their meeting just before Nrisinga Chaturdasi, so they could take part in the oil abhishek. And this is, of course, with yogurt, a close-up, with honey, and then with milk and water, splashing, and then flowers. This is an etching of... He appears in many different ways. So this is an etching of Lakshmi Nrisinga. I showed this once in a place where Gauravani, the kirtan singer, he looked at this and he said, "Wow, that'd make a great t-shirt." But, you know, symmetrical features of very carefully drawn images of Lord Nrisingadev. These are called yantras in the front of the Nrisinga altar in Mayapur, as well as in Bavarian forest in Germany. This is part of the traditional South Indian worship, where the spiritual world is depicted on this metal plate, and it's part of what the worship is. Mantras are spoken to go along with the yantra. Yantra literally means machine. Yantra rudani mayaya, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. But it's a depiction of the spiritual world and an essential part of the worship. There you see them on the altar. Now we're going to take a close-up look at the lotus feet of the deity and the hundreds of shalagram shilas that are at his lotus feet, and the principal shila that is worshipped on behalf of all the other shalagram shilas. And when you look at the altar in Mayapur, you're not going to get this close ever, unless you're the pujari, to Prahlad. So take a close look, because you won't see it again. Prahlad is the one for whom Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared in this very unique form. And he doesn't like his beloved devotees to be put into difficulty. And so he manifested his form of Lord Nrisimhadeva in a very fearsome feature, and Prahlad describes as jagged teeth, sharp claws. Don't mess with Lord Nrisimhadeva. Don't mess with Prahlad. Rawr. So I'm going to go just finish quickly. These are images that I received from Dhruva of a number of deities in South India that are today being worshipped. He made a tour wherever he found Nrisimha deities and took photos. And I asked him, can you tell me the story the story behind them? He said, no, I'm going to make a book and you can buy the book. But you can have the pictures to help people be encouraged to buy the book. Very, very old deities. Some of them have these nice big mustaches. Here's a really big mustache. Worship very nicely, as you can see. Lots and lots of devotion for Lord Nrisimhadeva. Here's a more modern deity of Lakshmi Nrisimha. And he's so popular that even on the side of walls, they make paintings of him to remember him and think of him, worship him. So here's just different dresses of our Nrisimha deity in Mayapur. Very special attire here. And sometimes he wears these hands, as is done in South India. Here's the whole outfit. We're almost done. This is the flood season in Mayapur. You see that hand here? That's the pujari making an offering of a flower to the deity. Now, as much as the worst of the flood season has ever come to Mayapur, never has, because they can't move Nrisimhadeva, he's too big. But he's never been completely submerged. He's always been at most like this. And that's not ordinary. So Srila Prabhupada has given us so many gifts. And one of them, we don't need to name them all, but he gave us this place. By his inspiration, here we are. And the deity. And Lord Nrisimhadeva's mercy. So we'll end with that. We're offering our appreciation to Srila Prabhupada for giving us Krishna consciousness and this inspiration to worship Nrisimhadeva and Nrisimha Chaturdasi. And look at this, it's just becoming dusk. Time for Lord Nrisimhadeva to appear and time to take prasadam. Nrisimha Bhagavan ki jai.